It was one of those times when there had been a wave of nasty infections going through our area and therefore through our team. Thank the Lord, I had not been one who got knocked out for a week or more by this bug. And I was very grateful for all the people who pray for me at times like that. It's going to be one of the big reasons why I'm still going strong, is all those prayer warriors. Of course, I try to do what I can do to stay healthy. I've concluded that one of the biggest things you can do to keep from getting sick is just to wash your hands frequently. Boy, have we heard that recently. I sound like your mother, don't I? Wash your hands. But wherever I travel, I take my trusty towelettes and my liquid disinfectant, because we're picking up germs that could infect us all day long. Look, whatever, whether there's a virus or anything, it's still a good idea to wash your hands pretty regularly. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the secret of staying healthy. Fact is, we live in a world where we're surrounded by plenty of spiritual germs. And the secret of spiritual health is the same as physical health. Frequent washing. Not hand washing, but heart washing. Here's a word for today from the Word of God. It explains the importance of our staying spiritually uncontaminated. And it might be a reminder to some of us that we become dangerously careless about staying clean. In 2 Corinthians 6, beginning in verse 16, Paul reminds us that we are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will be their God, and they will be my people. Therefore, come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Well, what an awesome position you have then, if you belong to Jesus Christ, huh? God lives in you. You are his people. You're a prince or a princess, a son or daughter of the king. So live like it. And then 2 Corinthians 7:1 tells you how to do that. Next verse, different chapter, but it follows right up. Since we have these promises, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God. Keep washing your heart. Keep washing your mind from anything that could contaminate you. You're his temple, remember? So we need to stop regularly and wash away any contaminating attitude or conversation or thought or action that we've picked up. If you tell anything less than the truth, correct it immediately and before it becomes an entrenched infection. If you speak a harsh word, make it right immediately. Don't let it fester in your heart or their heart. If you allow a lustful thought to take over the stage of your mind, don't dwell on it. Confess it and replace it right away with thoughts about Jesus. If you find yourself thinking proudly about something you've done, get rid of it quickly. Give all the glory to the God who gave you everything you have and everything you are. If you're watching or listening to something that's displeasing to God, turn it off right away. The alternative is spiritual infection. It's carelessness about staying clean that can cost you your physical health and, yes, your spiritual health. And we get careless when we forget who we are. God's temple, God's people, God's son or daughter. He says, don't touch any unclean thing. Remember who you are. Life is so much more enjoyable when you're healthy. And you're likely to stay spiritually healthy a lot more if you practice frequent heart washing. Or as the Bible says, purifying yourself from everything that contaminates.
Thanks, Ron. Friend, do you listen to podcasts? Well, A Word With You is available on demand as a podcast at Apple Podcasts. You can hear A Word With You whenever works best for you. Simply visit Apple Podcasts and search A Word With You. Or for more information about accessing the podcast or to subscribe to A Word With You transcripts, visit awordwithyou.com.